Bette Midler, too bad Pelosi didn't throw that blizzard of lies right back in Trump's face. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 5, 2020. Left-wing actress Bette Midler lamented House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, not ripping up her copy of President Donald Trump's State of the Union address into little, teeny, tiny pieces and throwing it back into his face. Last night? Too bad Nancy didn't tear that speech into little, teeny, tiny pieces and throw that blizzard of lies right back in his face. Tweeted Midler on Wednesday, apparently reacting to the House Speaker ripping apart her copy of the President's speech at the conclusion of his State of the Union address on Tuesday evening. Pelosi wasn't the only person the freak show actress had something to say about on Wednesday. While it wasn't exactly clear who Midler was referring to, she also chastised the so-called dribbling and irrelevant individuals who gave President Trump standing ovations during his acclaimed State of the Union address on Tuesday. It was amazing to see so many dribbling, irrelevant old farts struggle to their feet so many times last night, said the loose women actress. I was worried about several of them, who looked like they needed a gurney in and for. Midler is no stranger to partaking in the erosion of the quality of public discourse. In 2018, the Ruthless People actress fantasized about special counsel Robert Mueller hanging President Trump and his family good and high. Last summer, Midler suggested that somebody in the president's camp should shiv or stab him. Maybe someone in his camp can gently give him a shiv, said the Divine Madness star in a now-deleted tweet. I mean, shove. When Midler is not openly fantasizing about the president and his family being subjected to violence, she turns her focus toward other members of the Republican Party. In October, Midler praised violence perpetrated against Senator Rand Paul, RKY, tweeting that some of the senator's remarks about the Kurds were a good reminder for us all to be more grateful for the neighbor who beat the shit out of Rand Paul. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.